Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at dysfunctionaldysfunctional.com. And today we have an interview I did with Nick Nieves from Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes. Marvel Universe Live had its premiere here at the Staples Center in Los Angeles on July 7. It will travel through North America on a multi-year tour, including stops in Denver, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Indianapolis, Atlanta, Dallas, Miami, and New York. After North America, the show will embark on an international tour starting in 2019.
Give me a little background on your project.
So this will be the second version of Marvel Universe Live. This show is called Age of Heroes. And basically what is happening is Loki hired the assassin known as Nebula to steal the Wand of Watoom. And she basically takes the power for herself, and it sends her all through the galaxy, basically causing some trouble, and it's up to the Marvel superheroes that everybody knows and loves to save the day. So you get the Avengers, you get Spider-Man, you have the Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, and some other really cool characters like Black Widow, and the Black Panther, the Wasp, and for the first time ever in a live-action performance, you're going to get the chance to see the Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's awesome. After, you know, such a great movie for Volume 2, sure people are excited to see these people, the Guardians of the Galaxy live. So far, what has been the response to the performances?
It's been huge. It's been amazing. When the Guardians of the Galaxy first come out, I mean, the crowd responses, you have just people screaming and cheering, and the little kids are screaming for Rocket Raccoon, and when Groot makes his big entrance, I mean, the place literally goes crazy because the costume looks fantastic. It's the real deal. Like, even myself as a performer, being in the show and seeing it every day, I still can't get used to it because of how real it looks and how good it looks.
Actors are thrilled to be part of the Marvel Universe, especially because it's gotten so big. How does it feel for you putting on the costume and stepping out in front of an audience and doing this live?
To me, it's fantastic. I've always loved being a performer, and I've always had a love for the Marvel characters. I grew up with these characters, so this has been my backbone for 31 years. So to be able to actually put on the costumes and portray these characters and to do them justice in the best way possible, to me, it's really a dream come true.
What is your training regimen? Because you guys do this, you know, night after night for months. How do you get the stamina to perform every, three nights out of the week?
Well, it depends on the weekends, but we can do anywhere from 7 to 12 shows a week. And really, it was all our process in casting. They really searched everywhere, and they had countless auditions, and they auditioned hundreds and thousands of people to really look for the best of the best, and they were striving to find these people who could transcend the peak of human performance into something super, and to really bring to life these superheroes to see what, you know, how would Spider-Man move, or how would Captain America move, and they really went out and found these people. So we have people of all different backgrounds. We have dancers, we have gymnasts, we have martial artists. I've been a martial artist since I was 4 years old, and we just have people of all different backgrounds coming in, coming together and making it work.
What background of martial arts are you in?
I did Kung Fu.
Awesome, so did I. I did it since I was 8.
Oh, nice. I did Northern Shaolin Eagle Claw.
Oh, awesome. I'm Southern Shaolin.
Very cool, yeah. Very cool, nice. That's one of the best things, too, is, like, being a martial artist. It was so good to, like, make these transitions because I can still apply my arts that I learned, but I don't have to hurt somebody for real, you know? We take care of each other on the stage, and we're still able to implement the true techniques in what we do, but without, you know, causing anybody any physical damage, which, to me, is what I like about it.
That's awesome. So, what do you feel you bring to each performance? How do you get pumped up? Why should people go out and see this show?
Well, it's got a little bit of everything for everyone. You know, like, Dad doesn't think he's going to like this kid's show that he's going to, and then he sees Spider-Man do a backflip on a motorcycle. You know, and it's costume and the wings and everything. You know, then you have Black Widow, who's just, I mean, she's fierce. And she's the actor who portrays her is a black belt martial artist herself. So you got girls that are kicking butt. You got the guys that are kicking butt. You got all these different elements that are coming together. We have Cairo, we have explosions, people flying in the air, motorcycles, fighting, and just a little bit of everything. So if people are liking these movies that are coming out, it's a completely different experience of, like, seeing them live, like, seeing these things happen in front of your face. You know, like, you can watch Spider-Man swinging on TV all day long, and it's cool, but it doesn't compare to seeing him swinging over your head in real life, and you going, man, that's really the guy, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely something I'm looking forward to when I go see this. So how can people reach out on social media and interact with you guys?
Well, we have, our website is MarvelUniverseLive.com, but we also have a page on Facebook that's Marvel Universe Live, and a hashtag on Instagram, which is Marvel on Tour, and that's where people, like, can post their pictures from the shows, and anything that they have that, like, they've taken, they can post it on there.
Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes premiered at the Staples Center in Los Angeles on July 7th and continues to the Citizens Business Bank Arena in Ontario starting July 13th through July 16th. Check out a listing of the rest of the stops on dysfunctional.com. Check out more Dysfunctional podcasts here on audioboom.com/dysfunctional or on Apple Podcasts by searching Dysfunctional. Follow us on social media at Dysfunctional on Instagram and Twitter, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on Snapchat.